My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and this past week, I would say, finding comfort in food. Yeah, running to the created rather than the creator. And so, speaking of food, so I was serving in a foreign country years back. I was there for a whole summer, and, you know, just different culture, different lifestyle. And while I was there, I went to breakfast one morning with everyone else, and they brought out a bowl. And that was our breakfast, just one singular big bowl for me and my table to share. And what was in that bowl was cold spaghetti noodles, period. Not even tomato sauce. Just like, it wasn't like they mixed up the meal and got it at the wrong time. It was just cold spaghetti noodles. That's all that was in there. And I thought, like, that's so weird. Like, what are they gonna, I didn't know they ate spaghetti noodles in this country for breakfast. It was like totally out of place. And I didn't eat them. I was like, because I was like, that's so weird. Like, I don't eat cold spaghetti noodles for breakfast. And I left and went on my day. And, you know, we didn't have lunch that particular day either. And so by like dinner time, you know what I was? Yeah, angry. Proud. Proud is what I was. I was too proud to eat what was before me. I was above cold spaghetti noodles for breakfast. See, I needed food. I needed breakfast. I knew I had a long day ahead of me, but I was like, I don't eat that. I don't eat that for breakfast. I eat breakfast foods for breakfast. And I pushed aside what was offered to me because I was too proud to eat it in that moment. I was hungry. I needed food. They had put food before me. It was even cooked, and I rejected it because of my pride. And there's a lot of people here tonight, but there is one specific person who's not here. And in case this is your first time, you're like, dude, you call out people who aren't here? Like, oh no, I'm in the wrong place. There's one person that I am certain is not here tonight. And it's the proud person. The proud person will never come to regeneration, ever. They won't be here. They won't come. There is a food here that is being offered. But it's a manner of food that they would think like, no, I am above that. Are you kidding? Recovery group? 12 steps? Church? No. I don't have problems like that. The proud person, they're not here. This place should be full. Every single seat should be full. But the people that are here, Jesus calls them something. In his sermon that he delivers, Sermon on the Mount, found in Matthew, he says, blessed are the poor in spirit. It is the antithesis of pride. It's the antithesis of a prideful response when Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit. And to unpack that a little bit, to be poor in spirit is to say, like, God, I have nothing before you. As Clay just said, I am humble and broken before you. I realize because of my sin and your holiness and who you are and who I am, I have nothing. I come to you entirely broken and humble, realizing that I have no power, I have no ability to fix what is wrong within me. I am impoverished. I am bankrupt in spirit. Spiritually speaking, I've got nothing. It's the antithesis of a prideful response before God, which says, God, I don't need you. I've got this. And the reason why I know that is because it didn't used to just be spaghetti noodles. Like, I thought because I could get any job I wanted, any girl I wanted, any office I wanted, I thought I didn't need anyone, that I was just like so big time. And I was a fraud. I was a wannabe. I was trying to be big in this world. I thought I could grasp the world and what it had to offer by numbing out my own insecurities with alcohol. I was so proud. And in my pride, I rejected God. Like, I don't need you. I don't want you. You have nothing to do with me, and I have nothing to do with you. And in my pride, became just like broken and enslaved. Until he did literally bring me to my knees in despair and brokenness. And I went from pride to poor in spirit. And after I became poor in spirit, you know what I got? The kingdom of heaven. Jesus finishes that little verse there in the Sermon on the Mount. He says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Why? Why would they be blessed? Why would it be blessed to be poor in spirit? Because God says, only a humble heart can come to me. And when you do, you get the kingdom of heaven. And that's not some far off promise. It's not like when you die, you will get eternity to come where there's no tears, sorrow, pain, and that will happen. But he says now, right before that, Jesus says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said it's here. And so the poor in spirit, when they receive God, when they say, all right, God, I got nothing and you've got everything and I've tried my way. I've tried being Lord of my life. Now you be Lord of my life. I've tried my way. Now you have your way in me. He says, now you get the kingdom of heaven. Now. In this life, the full abundant life that Jesus promises is for everyone here sitting here tonight. It's yours for the taking, the full abundant life, kingdom of heaven right now, no matter what brought you in, no matter what despair you're facing, no matter what hopelessness, no matter what bitterness or resentment or anger, no matter what abuse you've walked through, no matter what abuse you've inflicted upon someone. No matter the sins, the abortion you funded, the adultery, the adulterous thoughts, even the self-righteousness, no matter what, all that's required is that you come before God and say with a humble heart, I need you. I need you. And because of Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection, God has made a way. And he says, the kingdom of heaven is yours because you were poor in spirit, because you come humbly to me. It's yours for the taking today, and your life will never, never be the same as a result. I went from my most hopeless point to my most hopeful point on the turn of a dime, not because I tried to get myself better, but because I went to the one who can give entrance into the kingdom of heaven and give you hope, who can truly give you a new life. He says in Psalm 18, he saves a humble people. And in Jeremiah, he says, the Lord of hosts is against you, O proud one. You will only find yourself striving against God if in your pride you try and try and try to get free from this life, this world, and all of its struggles. You just surrender. You're just on your knees saying, all right, God, I've tried. I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours, Jesus. And then the kingdom of heaven is for you. No matter where you are, no matter what your background is, no matter what you've done or what you haven't done, the kingdom of heaven is yours tonight through Jesus. And that's the hope that every single one of us has. And your presence tonight, as an encouragement to you, your presence in this room tonight is a position of humility. It's to be poor in spirit. Like I said, the proud aren't in here. Your pride would have kept you from here. God is at work in your life. Whether it's your first time or your 100th time in this room, God's at work. And he completes what he begins. He's faithful to the end. So welcome to Regeneration.